Hare Krishna. When I was young, I would listen to bad stories which my mother used to read while she was sitting next to me on a chair. I was already in the bed, and then to pacify my mind, I think she read a fairy tale, and with then the whole night my young mind was impressed with what I had heard just before brother's sleep came over me. So in Krishna consciousness, we like to meditate about Krishna, and there is a pastime, a good night pastime, we can almost say, which takes place from 8:48 p.m. to 10 p.m. So we remember Krishna was enjoying the entertainment which was provided by Nanda Maharaj in the large assembly hall. There were many artists, and although they were offered gold and priceless ornaments and expensive clothes as a reward to their various artistic activities, they only accepted them out of formality to not appear respectless. But the real point was to see Krishna like everyone else, especially when Krishna smiled about what he saw. His smile was like moonbeams coming and flooding the audience in transcendental bliss. So while this is going on, a servant of Krishna called Raktak, who was sent by Mother Yashoda, quietly entered the assembly, went through the rows of sitting Brajbasis who were fixed on Krishna and on the performance, and offered respects to Nanda Maharaj. And then he got up and whispered very softly, "O King of Braj, Brajeshwari, Shrimati Yashoda, your wife, is very eager to see her darling son." So Nanda Maharaj knew what that meant. Mother Yashoda was thinking of putting Krishna to bed. So that was not so easy. So Nanda went to Krishna and again requested him, "Tomorrow is another day. The cows are already sleeping. They get ready for you to take them out tomorrow. Now you should also, to gain some strength, go to bed, and your mother is already waiting." So Krishna very reluctantly agreed to leave. Krishna knew that the guests would experience great separation from him if he was no longer there. He had no problem of leaving because he had something in mind which we will hear a little later, something that attracted all his attention. So Nanda saw how Krishna was concerned about all the Brajavasis who sat there and looked at Krishna, and he kindly solaced them by looking very regally and merciful towards them, and actually Krishna then smiled at them again before going to his mother. Then Krishna, Balaram, Madhu Mangal and their friends joyfully sat down on a clean platform down where Mother Yashoda could serve them warm condensed milk mixed with sugar and a small, small punch or pinch of camphor. This is something which I also was privileged to experience in my beginning days of Krishna consciousness, when the misery of the cows was not so acute. I mean, like nowadays, it is this milk is a milk problem. It has become a milk problem in the West because of the undue amount of violence put towards the milk giver. But this is how to fall asleep. You drink milk, little sugar, pinch of camphor. That is the recipe which Krishna, how Krishna took his evening milk. Then Balaram and Madhumangal went together with, went to their bedrooms, not together with Krishna, and laid down to rest on their separate beds. Now, as soon as Krishna was put to rest, Mother Yashoda was just out the room. Krishna got up again and through a special hidden door in the room, unseen by anyone, he left his rest chamber to go to a secret meeting place on the bank of the Yamuna. This meeting place was known to Srimati Radharani, and there are different ways she heard, by parrots, by letters sent by Krishna, where he wrote in sandalwood on the letter, on leaves, the exact whereabout of the kunj she had in mind, or by messengers, the local information was given. So then Krishna sneaked out, and he ran with so much eagerness to that kunj to meet Radharani. Now, there's something which you must know. When it says that Krishna ran with eagerness, we can know that running is not fast enough to bring him within the little amount of time which he took to the meeting place. There's a great Braj-related secret of how Krishna came to the rendezvous, which should be known. But first you must know, things were not so safe. The danger was the people would, who came out of the assembly hall and who were there around the main gate of the palace in the moonlight, that they would see Krishna, or at least his peacock feather, running through the darkness. So Krishna, who was fearing to be detected, because this is a very private, intimate meeting with his beloved Radha, Krishna went behind the palace and fled. He really needed to escape from the village on a very secluded path, which was not very distinctly visible because it was covered by the shadows of the tree. Now comes the secret. As soon as Krishna started to walk, Brajabhumi, the land of Vrindavan, lifted him up and placed him on the lotus of her heart. And then she quickly whisked, that means brought in a very fast way, Krishna to the rendezvous place with the speed of the mind. In modern airports you find these streets which are moving very fast. They are like escalators, with the difference that they don't move up, but they move in the horizontal way on the plane. If you step and then walk, you can really outdo any normal person who walks next to these moving streets, if you so want. So now I'm thinking of Brajabhumi, a special Chintamani ground, which can do this. It can bring Krishna with the speed of the mind to the place where he wishes to go. Because Brajabhumi, this is very important, the land of Vrindavan, is a conscious entity and interacts directly with the heart of the Lord and with his desire, eager to fulfill every little desire of the Lord. It seemed that Krishna arrived there just by thinking of the spot, because it was with the speed of mind that Krishna went. While now moving in this way, zooming through Raj, if you so want, Krishna anxiously thought, I left the moonlit road to take the shaded path. I wonder if my Priyayi, means my dearly beloved Radha, has arrived already. There's one pastime which Prabhupada Ananda Saraswati Thakur describes, how Krishna had once come before Radha to the appointed meeting place and sat there waiting. Now, Srimati Radharani came immediately afterwards, but she wanted to find out if Krishna really loved her more than anything. And therefore, she conceived with her sakis a little trick. She hid nearby a kunch in a way that she could hear from outside what was going on when her sakis discussed with Krishna. So Krishna was anxiously waiting, and then he saw the sakis which were coming into the kunj. And he said, where is Radha? And the little manjaris, they were small manjaris, they said, today Radha cannot come. She is withhold in her house. Is it? Asked Radha. She absolutely cannot come. Absolutely not. Then Krishna became suspicious, because Radha had almost always kept the appointed time, and he just accidentally smelled. Now, when he smelled the air, all of a sudden, the wonderful fragrance of Radha, who was hiding nearby, was entering his nostrils. This smell is so absolutely fascinated that Krishna becomes like a honeybee drunken with the fragrance of honey when he smells this. And he said, no, Radha, you have deceived me. Radharani is just here. No, said the Manjaris, and had a clever explanation. The smell of Radha is not from her own person, but from our persons. Listen, Sya, because we associate most of the day, or all of the day, with Radha. By our association, her smell has come on us, her fragrance. Oh, said Krishna, dejected. But is there not anything which can bring Radha? Yes, said the Sakis, you know best. It's the holy name which brings the person. You must sing the name of Radha, and then she will surely come without any further delay. So Krishna and the Manjaris did, to Radharani's delight, who heard everything, kirtan of her name. Radhe, Radhe, Radharani. Radhe, Radhe, Radharani. And as Krishna was singing, tears of love fell like white pearls from his lotus eyes. This is how much he was appreciating Srimati Radhika's name. He has said somewhere else that if someone just says Ra, that's the first syllable, he comes running towards that person. And when he then says Da, Krishna embraces the person. This is how powerfully attractive the name of Radha is on Krishna. But although they did, he was chanting the names. I explained it a little confusingly. He didn't sing it in kirtan. He chanted japa. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Just japa, no singing on the stage. Krishna looked at the Manjaris and said, it's not working. She's not there. I'm chanting the japa of her holy name, but she is has still not come. Ah, said the Manjaris. The reason is, if someone chants with offenses, the holy name will not reveal the personality. You have chanted with, you are not free from offenses. You are full of offenses because you unfortunately associate with others like Chandravali and not with our Swamini exclusively. Therefore, by worshipping others, you have become covered with aparad. Oh, said Krishna, is there any way in which I can become liberated from aparad? Yes, said the Manjaris, you know the Shastras. The only way to become free from aparadas is to repeatedly, with great eagerness and intensity, do kirtan of the holy name. Then Syam Sundar got up with the Manjaris, and they had a beautiful kirtan of Radha's name. Radharani ki jai, Marani ki jai, and other Radha's kirtans with great enthusiasm. And Krishna chanted, and then he started to dance, And then Srimati Radharani could not keep herself any longer hidden. She came dancing from her hidden place, which she left, and through the gate of the Kunja, and then into the Kunja, and then the divine couple danced to their heart's satisfaction. Yes, so Krishna had things. I left the moonlit road to take this shaded path. However, I wonder if my Priyaji has arrived already. At that time, a little distant, lovely Radha rose from bed. She felt, now my separation from Krishna is soon finished, and she left the resting place where she had lied, where she had rest, not where she was lying down in great agony and feelings of separation. Now lovely Radha rose from her bed and first relaxed on a gem-studded chair brought by her manjaris. She rested because the fire of separation had almost consumed her. So then Srimati Radharani goes on an abhisar, that is she walks through the forest of Vrindavan in very wonderful ways, and we will hear about that tomorrow. The abhisa or journey of Radharani is very, very exemplary for the journey of us forlorn sadhakas in this world, who also need to go on a loving journey in order to meet the beloved of our heart. Jai Sri Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hari Bol.